Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Chavav. The Mishnah at the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Bei says, Matzah Bagalu B'Kaisel Yashan Harei Elu Shaloi. If a person finds a Metzia in a pile of stones from a wall that fell down or in an old wall, he's allowed to keep it. And the Gemara explains the reason is, Tana B'Pnei Sheyachal Loimar Loi Shalem Ayriyim Hein. We learned that the reason is because the Meitzei Aveda can tell the owner of the Gal or the Kaisel Yashan that it's from the times of the Amirim. In fact, the Gemara, Otu Amirim Matzni Yisrael Loi Matzni. Are you telling me that only Amirim hide things in the wall and Yidin don't? Rashi explains the question that why Mechetzei V'lifnim is it his, but this Balabayas has been using this Kaisel for many years. So why are you allowed to keep it? And for the Gemara, Loi Tzricha D'Shasich Tvei. We're talking about a case where the Aveda was very rusty and the Balabayas would not leave his Kalim in the wall for so long. Therefore, we assume that it's from the times of the Emeirim. Comes along Taisvis at the top of Chavav Amid Aleph and asks, V'im toimar v'likni lechatzeiroi lebalagaloi lebalakoisel. Frek Taisvis, well, why don't we say that the chotzer of the balagal or the balakoisel should be kind of for him? There's a din that we learned in the first parak, chatzeiroi shalodom koinoloi shaloi midaitoi. So even if this avedos from the times of the Amirim, but since it's in this owner's gal or kaisel, so why isn't his kaisel kinda for him with the din of chatzer? So how could the Meitzei Aveda keep it? On this question of Taisus, there are many answers given in the Rishonim. Taisus' answer is v'yesh loimar de'ein chatzer kinda b'davar sheyocha liyos shaloyim tse'enu le'olam. Chatzer is not kinda on something that it could be that it will never be found. Like over here, where the object is hidden in the thickness of the wall, it's something that's possible that the owner will never find it. On such a thing, chatzer is not kaina. When do you say chatzer is kaina? That's something that the owner will find in his chatzer. When he comes to the chatzer, he'll see it. But something that could be that the owner will never find, on that you don't say the kinyan of chatzer. Taisus brings a raya to this yisayit also from the Mishnah Amud Beis that says, Matzah b'chanus hare elu shaloi, if a person finds something in a store, he can keep it. And also if he finds something in a money changer's shop, he's allowed to keep it. Why don't you say that the chatzer of the balachanus or the shulchani should be kaina, since it's his store, it's his money changer shop, so why isn't his store kaina for him? The teretz is, Aktaisis, since we're talking about money, and money is a dover katan, ve'ein soifai havali matze, it's not eventually going to be found, on that we don't say the kinyan of chatzer. Taisis brings a third raya from the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph as well. What's the beer in this Yisayit of Taisvis? Zokt Rav Shmuel in Simulam Medalid that the pshat is because the gather of chatzer is that a chatzer is a reshus that's holding the object for him. But where it's not Seifei Limotze, it's not called that the reshus is holding the chayfetz for him and that it's Nimtza Bershusai. Something that I'm going to be able to get al yedei the chatzer, I'm going to come to the chatzer, I'm going to see it, so that's called that the chatzer is holding it ba'ad, the bailim, it's holding it for the bailim. The bailim's going to get it through the chatzer. But something that the bailim is not going to find, although it's in the chatzer, so that's not called that the chatzer is holding it for him. He's not going to get it through this chatzer. On that, you don't say the kinyan of chatzer. The Rambam in Perek Tes Zayin, Mehilchus Gzeila V'Aveidu, Halacha Zayin, and Halacha Ches, says a different answer why over here we don't say that the Balagal or the Balakaisel is kinda with Chatzer. He says it's a Kalvachimer from the din of Avuda Mimenu Umikal Adam. Madach, something that's Avuda Mimenu Umikal Adam. The halacha is that he loses his ownership by Zutai Shalyam, he loses his Bailus. So too, Zakhtar Ramam, it's a Kalvachimer. That's something that's avuda mimenu mikol adam, something that's in a gal or a kaisel yashan, is avuda mimenu mikol adam, sagt der Rambam. So kal v'chaymer, that he shouldn't be able to be zoiche in it. If avuda mimenu mikol adam makes you lose your bailus, so kolshkein, something that's avuda mimenu mikol adam, you don't have a power to be zoiche in such a thing. Comes along the Ravid over there, and he says, "Amar Avram, zehu kalvachaymer sheyesh olav tshuva." He says, "There's a pircha on this kalvachaymer. Aveda shabayam lemit hizka hayam. If a person loses something in the yam, for who do you want this yam to be zoicha in it for? Avol aveda shabagal. But when you have an aveda that's in this rubble, hagal tizka lebaolav v'chein kaisel yashon. When it comes to the yam." Who do you want the yam to be zeiche in it for? But over here, why can't the baal or the gal or the kaisel yashan be zeiche for its owner? So how do we understand the machloikis, the Rambam, and the Ravid? The Rambam is saying, no, if it's avudah mimenu mikol adam, madach, you lose your ownership, for sure you can't get an ownership in the first place. The chotzer can't be kinder for you on something that's avudah mimenu mikol adam. And the Ravid is saying, why not? Why can't it be zeiche in it for you? So, at first glance, we can say that maybe they're arguing in the geder of avudah mimenu mikol adam. If the yisoida heter of avudah mimenu mikol adam is a heter ha-toira, that the toira was mater avudah mimenu mikol adam, so then the Rambam's kal v'chaymer is erech gishmak. Madach, the toira says you lose your ownership. The Torah is mafkia your bailus on something that's already yours when it's avudah mimenu mikol adam. So kolshkein, you can't get a bailus in the first place on something that's avudah mimenu mikol adam. You can't say kinyan chatzar on such a thing. But if the heter of avudah mimenu mikol adam is because we nem on that the bailum was miyayish, like we explained in earlier shiurim, that over here even abayis moide, that yiyush shaloi midas have a yiyush because anan sahadi, that he for sure will be meyayish when he finds out. If the heter is because of yiyush, then l'chayra, the Rambam's kalva chaymer, yesh olav tshuva. Because when a person was meyayish from something that was already his, so he loses his bailus. But is there such a thing as yiyush on something that you don't own yet? Zokter Ravid, so why can't the gal or the kaisel yashan be kinder for you? Because there's a yiyush over here. Yiyush is on something that's yours. Over here it's not yours. How does yiyush affect something that's not yours? So at first glance, maybe that's the machlokes, the Rambam and Ravid, but you can't learn like that because the Rambam himself in Perkut Aleph, Mehilchus Gzela V'Aveda, Halacha Yud, says clearly that the heter of avuda mimenu mikol adam is because shezev adai nisyayish mimena. The Rambam himself says that the heter is because of yiyush. And still the Rambam says that we have a kal v'chomer over here saying that something that's avuda mimenu mikol adam you can't be zoicha in. So we're back to the question, how can we be masber the machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid? So we can say, based on Rav Shmuel, that maybe the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid is in how to understand the geder of yiyush. We said in the first year in Eilu Metzias that there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and how to understand the geder of yiyush. Is the pshat that al yidei yiyush the chayfetz becomes hefker? Or is the pshat that al yidei yiyush you don't lose your ownership, it's just that it's chala heter zchia. But you don't lose your bailus ad da asi l'rshus zeicha until the person, the maitzei, is actually zeicha in the chayfetz. So maybe this is the machlokes, the Rambam and Ravid. If you learn that Yiyush accomplishes, that the Chayfetz becomes Hefker. So then you can hear the Rambam's Kal V'Chomer, that just like Yiyush is Mafkia Bailus, Kal V'Chomer, that there is in the Koyach of Yiyush to accomplish that L'chatchila, he can't be Zeicha in it. If you see that Avudam Menu Mikal Adam, there's a Yiyush there that makes him lose his Bailus, so Kolshkein on a Matmain, that's Avudam Menu Mikal Adam, the Yiyush should accomplish that L'chatchila, he can't be Zeicha in it. But if all Yiyush is just a Heter Zchia, even after Yiyush, it's still yours, just there's a Heter for anyone to be Zeicha in it, so that means even Avuda Mimenu Mikal Adam, even when there's a Yiyush, that just makes it that there's a Heter Zchia. But you're still the Bailim, so then it doesn't make sense to say that the Gal or the Kaisel Yashan can't be kinder for you because there's a Yiyush. Why can't you get a Bailus and there'll be a Heter Zchia? The Yiyush never is Mafkia the Bailus. It just makes a Heter Zchia, so why can't the Gal or the Kaisel Yashan be kinder for you? Zakter Ravid, I don't understand the Kal V'Chomer. That, why don't you say over here, the Gal or the Kaisel Yashan could be kinder for you? That means the Rambam and Ravid both agree that the Gether of Avudim Imenu Mekal Adam is because of Yiyush. Like the Rambam says in Perakid Alf, Mechus Gzelev Aved Alacha Yud, and the Ravid is not Masig over there. So they both hold the Heter is because of Yiyush. But could be the Machlaikis is in how to understand the Gether of Yiyush. If Yiyush shafts that the Chayfetz becomes Hefker, so Madach Yiyush is Mafkia Bailus, for sure Yiyush can accomplish that you can't be Zeich in the Chayfetz in the first place. But if all Yiyush accomplishes is a Heter Zchia, but you're still the Bailim, so why can't the Gal or the Kaisel Yashan be kinder for you? And there'll be a Heter Zchia. Rav Shmuel says that you could argue and say that maybe even the Rambam holds that Yiyush is just a Heter Zchia, and still the Rambam holds that Bishlama, once a person is already a Bailim, so then all the Yiyush does is a Heter Zchia, but it's not Mafkia his Bailus. But maybe for a Bailus to be Chal in the first place, with a built-in Heter Zchia, you can't get such a Bailus. If there's a Heter Zchia built in. A Bailus can't be Chal if there's a built-in Heter Zchia. Therefore, the Rambam holds that it passes a Kal V'Chomer to say that Avudim Menu Mikal Adam, although it's a Yiyush Dikedin, even if Yiyush is just a Heter Zchia, but the Yiyush should accomplish that, the Bailus can't be Chal in the first place. A third answer to Taisa's question why the Balagal or the Balakaisel are not kinda with Chatzar can be found in the Shita Mekubetzes Peshem the Taisus Chitzonius. And he says, Dulay Amrinon Chatzere Shalodam kinda Shaloimi Daitai Elo Hecha Shaha Chatzar Hoya Shaloi Kaidem Lochain Shabos Hamitzio Lusaycha Chatzar Avol Hecha Shaina Chatzar Shaloi Laikoni Le Chatzere. Zok the Taisus Chitzonius a big Yusayd. That the only time you say Chatzere Shalodam Kainalei Shalaymi Daitai is only if the Mitzia came into the Chatzar after the Chatzar was already his. But if the Mitzia already came into the Chatzar before the Chatzar was his, on that you don't say that the Chatzar is kind for him. He brings a raya to this from the fact that the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin has a shaila by Kinyan Agav, do you need that the metaltlin should be tziburin in the field or not? Do the metaltlin have to be piled up in the field, or the metaltlin could even be somewhere else and still Kinyan Agav works? In fact, the Taisus Chitzonius, what's the Gemara shaila bechlal? Of course, it must be that you don't need tziburin. Because if it's tziburin, then why can't you just be kinder with Kinyan Chatzar? It must be, Zok there, that Chatzar's not kaina, except where the Chatzar was already his at the time that the Metaltalim came into the Chatzar. But if the Metaltalim are already in the Chatzar from before, on that you don't say Kinyan Chatzar. On that you're going to need Kinyan Agav. So Mamela, it's shaykh to say that Kinyan Agav needs Tziburin, And Kinyan Chatzar couldn't work because the Metaltlin were already sitting on the Chatzar before the Chatzar became his. So this is a big Chiddush, that Kinyan Chatzar doesn't work unless the Metaltlin entered the Chatzar after it's already his. What's the Bir HaDvarim? Rav Shimon Shkop in Simon Chav Gimel and Al Derech Zeh, the Stipler in Simon Chav Zayin, are Masber, that the gather of Kinyan Chatzar, according to the Tosfos Chitzonius, is that just like by Meshicha, even though the Tachlis of Kinyan Meshicha is that the Chafetz should end up being in his Rishus, but still, the Iker Maisa that causes the Kinyan is the Maisa Hachnasa Lirshusai, the action of bringing the Chafetz into his Rishus. So too by Kinyan Chatzar, the Kinyan Chatzar will only work if we're able to say that the Chatzar did the Pu'ulas Hachnasa Lirshus HaBailim, meaning that the Chatzar is the Siba that the Chafetz entered into the Rishus of the Bala Chatzar. But if the Chafetz was already in the Chatzar, so now you can't say that the Chatzar was the Siba to be Machnis the Chafetz into his Rishus, because it was already there. The Chatzar is just causing that the Chafetz should remain there. That's not considered a Maisa Chadosh. That's not considered a Maisa Kinyan. There are many kashas that the Achronim ask on this Yisoid of the Tosfos Chitzonius. For example, the Ksais HaChoshen in Siman Reish Beis Sivkot and Gimel asks from the Gemara earlier on the Av Testament Beis that talks about where the Meicher tells the Lekeach, Meshech Behe Mazu Ukni Kelim She'aleha. He tells him, do Meshicha on this behemah and be kind of the kelim that are on it with the din of Chatzar. The Gemara's Mavur that if the behemah's Kfusa, if it's tied up, so there's no problem of Chatzar Mahaleches, it works with Kinyan Chatzar. So you see that you're kind of with Chatzar even though the kelim were on the behemah beforehand. Lafi the Tosfos Chitzonius, how does it work? Kinyan Chatzar only works if the kelim came afterwards. But if it was there from before, it shouldn't be able to be nikne b'chatzar. The Achronim say that if you look good in the Lashon of the Tosfos Chitzonius, he says, Doloy aminon chatzere shel adam koine shaloi midaitoi elo heicha sha'chatzar hoya shaloi koidem lochein. His Lashon is that you don't say chatzere shel adam koine shaloi midaitoi unless the chafetz came afterwards. But it's meduyik b'dvarav that where the chatzar is being kind of midaitai, then you don't need that the kelim have to come afterwards. Zakta Stipler, so over there by Meshaych Behemozuk, ni kelim she'aleha, over there it was midaitai, so over there it doesn't bother us that the kelim were there from before. And the way he's masber it is because the whole yesod of the Tosfos Chitzonius, why we need the kelim to come afterwards, is because we need a maisa kinyan. We need some maisa hischadshus in the davar hanikne. Therefore, the keli has to come afterwards. It can't just be there sitting there from before. But where the lekeach was kaina originally the ikar makaim in order to be kaina the thing on it, v'tayras chatzar, so that is considered a maisa. Even though there was no maisa done in the Dover HaNikna itself, but the Zoyche did a maisa l'shem this kinyan. He did a maisa meshicha on the behema in order to be kind of the kelim on it with chatzar. So that itself is considered a maisa kinyan, and it will work even if the kelim were there from before. The fourth and final teretz that we would like to discuss on Tosfos' question, why isn't the Bala Gal and the Bala Kaisel Yoshan koina with Chatzar, is the answer of the Rosh over here in Simon Tes. Zok the Rosh, Va'oidei Shloimar, Masha Nishar Tomun Min Ho'amayriyim, Lo'hoyu Lo'oisei Shenofa La'karka L'chelkoi. What remained hidden from the Amayriyim did not belong to that person that got that karka that had that treasure. Ki ha-sholol ha-yamischalek l'chol Yisrael, because the booty was divided by all of Klal Yisrael. Va'achar sha'omad sham, harehu ka'ovud mikol Yisrael, va'arehu shal moitzai. And after it remained over there for such a long period of time, so now it's lost from all the Yidden. It's lost from all the owners. So now it belongs to the finder. The Rosh continues, V'chi teima tikna lechatzei reyachash nesiyashu Yisrael. So why don't we say that his chatzer is kinder for him after all of Klal Yisrael were miyayish? Zokta Rosh, le'adifa chatzei rey miyadoi. His chatzer can't be better than his yad. Dilu ba liyadoi kaidem yiyush, sulaykani hoyalu bi sura aso liyadoi. Just like if it came to his hand before yiyush, he wouldn't be able to be kinder. Because of Bisur Asaliyade, Hilka Chatzere Nami Bechiai Gavno Lekanyale, so to his Chatzer also cannot be kinder for him when it came to his Chatzer Beisura. It came to his Chatzer before Yush. Fekivon de Harisha in Lekana, and once the original owner wasn't kinder, Huadin Benoi Uben Benoi Lekana. So the Rosh is explaining this inyan with two steps. Step number one is, why wasn't the Balagal or the Bal HaKaisel Zeichi immediately when he received that wall as his portion in Eretz Yisrael? Dr. Rosh, because the booty was divided amongst all of Klal Yisrael. So this Matmain doesn't just belong to him. Okay, Dr. Rosh, but after a while, after Klal Yisrael divided all the booty and they already searched for the Matmoniyos, and they found them, and now they stopped searching. So at that point, there is a Yiyush Midas on all those Matmoniyos that are left. We're not looking anymore. So why don't you say that the Balagal or Balakaisel was Zoicha in it then, because Klal Yisrael were Miyayish? Rav Shmuel and Rav Nachum both say that the Rosh does not mean the din of Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam. First of all, the Lashon of the Rosh is that V'achar Sha'amad Sham Harehu Ka'avud Mikol Yisrael. He doesn't say Ka'avud Mikol Adam. Second of all, you see that the Rosh asks, why don't you say that his Chatzar should be kinder for him after Klal Yisrael were Miyayish? The din of Avudo Mimenu Mikol Adam, the Rosh Shita in the Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Kama Samech Vav, is that the din of Avudo Mimenu Mikol Adam is not a Yiyush Dikid Din. It's Tama Heter HaTorah. You see, the Rosh over here is dealing with Yiyush because the Rosh means that once Klal Yisrael decided we're not being Mechapes, we're not searching for any more Matmoniyos, that blives a Yiyush Midas. So why don't you say that the Balagal or Balakaisel was Zoicha in it then? On that the Rosh says a Yisoid of Loyadifa Chatzeroi Miyodoi. His Chatzer can't be better than his Yad. Just like if it came to his Yad before Yiyush, so he can't be kinder because of Bisur Asa Liyodei, so too Chatzer is the same thing. Since it came into his Chatzer, Beisura came into his Chatzer before Yiyush, so therefore Yiyush doesn't help. And then the Rosh adds, and just like the original owner wasn't able to be Zeiche with Chatzer after the Yiyush because of Yisur Asaliyadeh, so too his son and grandson also are not able to be Zeiche with this Chatzer. So the Rosh is telling us a major yesod that just like there's a din of Bisur Asa Liyadeh on a chayfetz that came to his hand before Yiyush, so too there's Bisur Asa Liyadeh on a chayfetz that came to his chatzer before Yiyush. We find this yesod also earlier in the Rishonim on Chaf Gimel Amid Beis by Kufra Bei Matzarta. There was a person that found pitch by a wine press and he came and asked Rav if he can keep it, and Rav said yes. And the Gemara over there explains the reason was because it was obvious that the Bailam was Miyayish because there were thorns growing on it. And the Rishonim are bothered over there. Why don't you say that the owner of the matzarta is zeicha with chatzar. And they answer, because since it came into his chatzar before Yush, so you say, Bisura asa liyade. Frekt, the Imrei Moshe and Simla Mitzayin and many other achrayinim, that what's going on over here? How does it pass Bisura asa liyade by chatzar? We know that there's two mahalchim in the Rishonim in Bisura asa liyade by Aveda. Tosis and Baba Kama, Samech Vav Amar Aleph says that the Yisoy Advarim is because Kfar Neschayev Bahashava. Since he already became a Chuyiv in the Mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, so therefore Yiyush doesn't help to remove that. The Ramban in Melchames on Chavava Midbei says that since when he picked it up, he became a Shomer for the Bailim, Yodai Kiyada Bailim. So since it's Bershus HaBailim, Yiyush Bershus doesn't help. Frektim Rei Moshe, that L'chaira, none of these two Mahalchim make sense by Chatzar. Because if something is in his Chatzar, and he doesn't even know about it, so how could you say that he became a Shomer Aveda Shalai Midaitai? He becomes a Shomer Aveda without even knowing that he has it? And also Taisus Svara, Kvar Neschayev Bahashava. You become chuyiv and hashavas aveda if something is in your chatzar and you don't even know about it. If something is in your yad, you become a shomer aveda. You have a din hashavas aveda. So on that, we understand bisur asa liyade. When something is in his chatzar shalai midaita, he becomes a shomer aveda. He becomes chuyiv in the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. The stipler in Simon Chav Hei Ois Hei, you see, Nemzon for a pashtis that avada as far as becoming a shomer aveda shalai midaitai, something's in his chatzar shalai midaitai, doesn't become a shomer aveda. But as far as the mitzvah of hashavas aveda is concerned, the stipler is mesupik that maybe it is shayach to say that even an object that's in his chatzar shalai midaitai, it is chal on him the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, just like if a Yevama falls to a person without his Yediya. Lemaisa, the mitzvah of Yibum, is chal on him, just that as long as he doesn't know, he's an anus. But the mitzvah is there. So too, when an Aveda comes into a person's Rishus, into his Chatzar, the mitzvah is there. The Stipler's Mesupik about this. So it could be, according to Taisvis, that says that the Bisur Asa Liyadeh is because so maybe we have a mahalach that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is there even when it comes into his chatzar. So maybe those Rishonim on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Ritva, the Ran, that say that the reason why the Bala Matzarta was not Zeicha with chatzar is because of Yisur Asa Liyodeh, maybe they're going with Tosis mahalach. But when it comes to the Rosh over here on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, it still doesn't help. Because the Rosh says that the same way the original Balagal or Balakaisel was not Zeicha with Chatzah because of Yisur Asa Liyadeh, so hu adin b'noyu ben b'noy loy kana. So too his son and his grandson is also not Kaina. And that's very shver. Bishlama, the original Bailim, he became Chayiv in Hashava. So therefore the Yiyush can't help. But by the time the son came around, by that time there was already a Yiyush. He was never Nischayev in Hashava. That mitzvah of Hashava was on the Gavra, was on the father. The son, the grandson, never had a mitzvah of Hashava. So why can't they be Zeicha with Chatzar? By the time they came around, there was already a Yiyush. They were never Nischayev in a Hashava. So why can't the Yiyush help for them? Comes along to Imrei Moshe and Simulam and Zayin Ois Beis and wants to say another mahalach how to explain the Bisur Asa Liyodeh by Chatzar. Zogt er, Avadeh, there's no direct Bisur Asa Liyodeh on the Chatzar itself, because, like we asked before, if it's Shalai Midaitai, then you can't say Kvar Nischayev Bahashava on something that's in his Chatzar Shalai Midaitai. Certainly you can't say that he becomes a Shemer Aveda Shalai Midaitai. So what's pshat in the Bisur Asa Liyadeh? He says that the Rishonim's Lashon is, because chatzer can't be better than his yad. What they mean to say is a klal, that chatzer can't be stronger than yadai. Just like by yad, something that came into his hand before yish, he wouldn't be able to be zeiche with his yad because of the svaris of the rishonim kvar nischai v'hashava, or because he becomes a shemer aveda. So chatzer can't be stronger than yad. And therefore, if something came into his chatzer before yish, he can't be kaina with chatzer either. So it comes out, according to the Mirei Moshe's Mahalach, these Rishonim that are saying Bisur Asa Liyadei by Chatzer are not Meshubid to Tais V'Shita of Kvar Neschayev V'Hashava, like according to the Stipler's Mahalach. Even according to the Ramban, that the Yisrael Advarim is because he became a Shemer Aveda, still we could say Bisur Asa Liyadei by Chatzer because of this Yisrael of Le'adifa Chatzere Miyadei. Im Kain, we have a pshat in the Rosh that says that just like the original owner of the Gal and the Kaisel couldn't be kaina with Chatzer because of Yisur Asa Liyadei, so hu adin benoyu ben benoy laikana, we have a pshat now. Because we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Chaf Aleph that there's a Ritva Hayishanim that says, what's the din if, let's say, Ruvain finds an Aveda before Yish, so there's a din of Yisur Asa Liyadei. Now the Bailam was Miyayish. So Reuven can't be Zeicha. What if Shimon comes now and is Machzik in the Chafetz? Can Shimon be Zeicha with that Yish? The Ritva says no. And the Velt says that that din of the Ritva should be Talui in the Machlaikis, Taisvis, and the Ramban. According to Taisvis, that says that Reuven can't be Zeicha in it because of Kfar Neschayev Bahashava. So what does that have to do with Shimon? Shimon should be able to be Zeicha in it. But according to the Ramban, that says that the reason why Reuven can't be Zeicha in it is because the Yish wasn't Chal, because it's a Yish Bershus. He's being Miyayish on something that's Bershusai because there's someone that's watching it for him. So then the Yish wasn't Chal at all. So even Shimon can't either be Zeicha in it. So Aybazai, we can say a Geshmak Epshat in the Rosh. That the reason why Benoyu Ben Benoyu are also not Kaina is because Layadifa Chatzerai Miyodai, and just like when it would be Biyodai of the original Bailam, the grandfather, the Yish wouldn't be able to be Chal, and therefore the son and the grandson wouldn't be able to be Zeich in it. So Layadifa Chatzerai Miyodai, Suhu Adin Benoyu Ben Benoyu. Laikana, very geschmack. But there's a major problem that if we're going with that hanacha of the Ritva, that nobody else can be zeicha in it, so what's the pshat that the one who found the Aveda in the Gal and the Kaisel Yashon could be zeicha in it? Why don't you have the din of that Ritva that says that if somebody else comes and is zeicha in it, when there was a Yish Birshus, it's not Chal. So if the side of the Rosh of why Benoyu Ben Benoyu Laikana is because of this Klal that the Yish wasn't Chal, so then why could the Maitzei be Zeicha in it? Ayin Shom, in the Imrei Moshe at the beginning of Siman Lamed Zayin, that he deals with this. Many Achronim want to suggest a different Mahalach in the Rosh. Rab Ruvain in Sukkah Simen Hay, Rab Shmuel in Simen Lamed Beis over here in Bab Metzia, Rab Nochum over here, the Stipler, they all want to say that Vaisdois from this Rosh that says Bisura Asa L'Yodei applies to Chatzer, that the Rosh has a third understanding of Bisura Asa L'Yodei. Tosfos told us Bisur Asa Liyodei is because Kfar Neschai Ba'ashava. The Ramban told us because Yodei Kiyad Abaylim and it's Yish Bershus. The Rosh has a third understanding of Bisur Asa Liyodei. The Rosh understands the Dvarim Kimashman. Bisur Asa Liyodei. The chefetz came to his hand at a time that it was usher for him to be zeiche in it. If a person got the metziah at a time that it was usher for him to be zeiche in it, on that the heter of Yush was not gezakt gevaren. The heter of Yush was only said on a metziah that came to his hands behetera. If there was Yush that was already there at the time that he's coming, that he found the Aveda, on that there's a heter of Yush. But if he got the metziah bishas iser at a time that it was usher for him to be zeich in it, and only later there was a Yush, on that there's no din of Yush, there's no heter of Yush. It's bisura asa liyadeh. It's not really a svara, like the first two mahalchim of Tosis and the Ramban, where it's more of a svara dike zach. Over here, it's more of a dinaza. The din of Yush, the heter of Yush, was not nemar on something that, at the time of the metziah, it was bi'isura asa liyadeh. Reb Ruvain is maisif that vibalt in the pasuk of Yush, where we learn out from Simla or from Avudah Menu Mikol Adam that there's a halacha of Yush. In that pasuk it says Umetzasa, which the Gemara says on Chav Zayin, Da'asi Liyadei Mashma. So we understand that the pasuk is saying that when is there a heter of Yush? When at the time of Umetzasa, at the time of the Asi Liyadei, you already have the Yush. But if at the time that it was Asi Liyadeh, you didn't have the Yush, then on that there wasn't Nemar, the heter of Yush. Rav Shmuel is Maisif, that Vibalt, Yush, is not a positive Asiyah of Hefker. It's Alacha that's learnt out from the Pasuk of Simla, or Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam. So since it's a Chiddush HaTorah that Yush works, therefore we say Ein Lecha Baya L'Chidushai. The pasuk of Yush is mashma that it's talking about a case where at the Shas HaMetziah there was already the Yush there, so we say then it was Nemar the heter of Yush because Behetera Asi Liyadeh. But if at the Shas HaMetziah it was Beisur Asi Liyadeh was at a time that it was Asi for him to be Zeich in the Chayfetz, on that it was not Nemar a heter of Yush. So Ibazai, there's no nafkamina if at the time that it was Asi Liyadeh there was a mitzvah of Hashav or not. Rather, it's a halacha that the heter of Yush was not Nemar only at the time that it was Asi Liyadeh. Therefore, Zok the Rosh, that since this chayfetz was already in his chatzar, was already in his rishus before the Yush, so the Shas HaMetziah of this chayfetz was before the Yush. It was already in his chatzar. On such a metziah, the heter of Yush was not said. Lefize, Zok Rab Nochum, it's very geschmack what the Rosh means when he says that Hu Andin Benoi, Uben Benoi also can't be Kaina. Because you have to be Kaiveya, when was the Shas HaMetziah of this Chayfetz? If the Shas HaMetziah of this Chayfetz was Be'isura at a Shas Isser, at when it was before Yush, so now La'ilam Voed, the Metziah that's in this Chatzar, was already Nimtza before Yush. So now, I don't care that Benoyu, Ben Benoyu got this Chatzar, but it's not a new Metziah by them. They Yarshin that old Metziah that their grandfather, the father, already had. And that Metziah was Nimtza before Yush at a Shas Isser. So on such a Metziah, it wasn't Nemar, the heter of Yush. Lefiza Zokrab Nochum, Legabi the Halacha of the Ritva Yeshona Mandav Chof Aleph. If Ruvain found a Metziah before Yush, and now the Bailam was Miyayish, so Ruvain can't be Zeich in it because Bisur Asa Liyadeh. What about if somebody else now comes and is machzik in it, he takes it from Ruvain, can he be Zeich in it? So the Ritva says it doesn't work. Lefiza, we have a new Hezber, why it doesn't work. Because it's not considered a new Metziah. When Shimon took this Metziah from Ruvain, it was already Nimtza B'yad HaRishay. Shimon now comes and takes it from Ruvain. But it's not a new Shas Metziah. it was already Nimtza before Yiyush. Therefore, since it's not a new Metziah now, on a Metziah that was Nimtza before Yiyush, on that it wasn't Nemar, the Heter of Yiyush. It doesn't make a difference, the Rishon or the Sheni. It's not a new Shas Metziah. Aber, Zakt Rav Nachum, in our case, by Motza Bagalu Bekaisel Yashon, where originally the Chafetz was Nimtza, Tamun in a wall. So Ligabe, that family, the original owner, Benayu, Ben Benay, their Shas Metziah of this Chafetz and their Chatzar was originally way back by the grandfather when he had it in the wall. But now when somebody comes and actually takes it out of the wall and takes it into his hand, that's a new darga of Metziah. Taking it from a Chatzar, Tamun, into your hand, that has a name, a shame of a new Shas Metziah. And this Shas Metziah took place after Yiyush. Memela, it's very muvan, the difference between Benoy and Ben Benoy that are not Kaina, and the person who found it that is Kaina. Because by Benoyu, Ben Benoy, it's not a new Shas Metziah. But by the person who found it, Biyadai, that's a new Shas Metziah. And this Shas Metziah is taking place after Yiyush, therefore he could be Zeichen it. Next Inyan. The Gemara says on Daf Chavava Midbeis that the Omar Rav Ara Sel Ashenofla, if a person saw a coin that fell, Notla Lifnei Yiyush Al Manas LeGoizla, he took it before Yiyush with the intention of stealing it, Oiver Bekulon, he's over on all these Averis, Mishum Lai Sigzoil, Umishum Hashev Teshivim, Umishum Lai Sucha Leesalim. He's over on these three Averis. Va'af agab d'chazro lachar Yiyush, even though he returned it after Yiyush, Matono hu d'yohiv lei, it's just like giving him a present, v'isura d'ovad ovad, and the isur that was done, was done. The Rishonim say that this line of va'af agab d'chazro lachar Yiyush, Matono hu d'yohiv lei, v'isura d'ovad ovad, is not from the Amiroim, it's from Rabbi Yehudai Goin, and the Rishonim have a lot of problems with this line. One question is that we know there's a klal that by gzela Yiyush is not kaina because of bisura asoliyade. So over here, if he took it in order to steal it, what does it mean? Even though he returned it after Yiyush, it's a matana. Why is it a matana? Just like if he would return it before Yiyush, he would be mekayim beheshev es gzela. So too, now that he was Miyayish, it's worthless, because Bisur Asol Yadei. So why can't he be Mekayim Veheshev Esagzela now? Why is it a Matana? And also, it's an Aveda as well. Over here, the person lost the Sela, and he took it before Yiyush. By Aveda also, there's a Din, the Gemara said on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, of Bisur Asol Yadei. So why is it a matana mitzad aveda as well? Why can't he be mekayim hashev teshivim after Yiyush if it's bisura asoliyade? Taisis and Dibur Amaschol Matana wants to say a big chiddush that when the Gemara says it's a matana ba'al muhudu yoiv lei bisura da'avad avad, it's only going on the lav of leisucha leisalim. The leisucha leisalim, that he can fix up by giving it back after Yiyush. But Eino Chanami, the Loisigzoil and the Hashev Teshivim, that he does fix by giving it back after Yiyush. However, there's a famous piece of the Ramban to explain why over here it's Taka Matonuhu de Yohivle and he's not Mekayim Beheshev Esagzela or Hashev Teshivim by giving it back after Yiyush. It's Taka O Matonuhu Ba'almuhu de Yohivle. The Ramban says that the reason is because the gzela va'aveda hizu, because this object is a gzela and an aveda. Zok the Ramban, v'zu kivan shenotlo legoizlo v'loyla hashiva, this object, since he took it to steal it and not to return it, harehi kemunachas bekarka v'niknes b'yush. So it's as if it's still on the ground and it could be acquired with yush, mitam aveda, because of the fact that it's an aveda. Because Bishlama, where a person took the object, B'tayras Aveda, not to steal it before Yiyush, so then he can't be kainit with Yiyush because Because his yad is like the yad of the Bailim, v'shemer sachar shalohem hu. He is the shemer sachar for the Bailim. Hilkach la'aylam eino niknis b'yiyush, hayal v'yeshna b'shus ha'bailim. So therefore can never be acquired with yiyush, since it's b'shus ha'bailim. This is the famous Ramban that says that the reason for b'sur asal yadeh is because it's yiyush b'shus, because he's a shemer. Avol b'zu shal manas l'goyz lo natla. But over here, where he took it to steal it, harehi lebailim kumunachas bekarka. So then, as far as the bailim's concerned, it's still on the ground. V'niknis biyush legamri kedin maitzei mitzia lachar yush. So it's like a person that found a mitzia after yush, because this person is not holding it for the bailim; he took it to steal it. He's not being shomer it for the bailim. V'einai chayiv l'shalim damim klal kedei lekayim v'heishav es hagzela. So he's not chayiv to pay back money at all to fulfill the heishav es hagzela. Shaharei niknis loy legamri biyush mitam aveda, because it's acquired to him completely with the yush because of the fact that it's an aveda. Hilkach afal pisha hachzir over bekulon. Therefore, even though he returned it, he's over on all these averis. Now, this Ramban needs a hesber. The Ramban is saying that since this is a gzela and an aveda, so the reason why yush helps is out the aveda part. Because what's the whole reason why we say Bisura Asa L'Yadei by aveda? It's because the person is holding it for the Bailim, so it's yush b'rishus. But over here, he's not holding it for the Bailim. He's holding it away from the Bailim. He took it to steal. So Mimela, it's not yush b'rishus, and the yush could take effect. The problem is, yeah, but it's also a gzela. And gzela also has a din of Bisura Asa L'Yadei. So why don't you say the fact that it's a gzela and there's a Bisura Asa L'Yadei al gzela, why isn't that Ma'akev the Kinyan? On that, the Imre Moshe says in Simon Lamed Beis, Ois Lamed Ches, that you see from this Ramban that he doesn't learn the Bisura Asa L'Yadei of gzela like Taisus, because of Kfar Nischayev Bahashava. The Rambah doesn't hold of that Svara. The Pshat and Bisur Asa L'Yadei by Gzela is because the Bailim was Nisyayish Machmas the Gzela. Bisur Asa L'Yadei means it came to his hands Bisura through stealing it, and that's what caused the Bailim to be Miyayish. So you can't benefit from a Yiyush that only came machmascha. If it came through your gzela, then you can't be zoicha with that yush. But over here, since anyway it was avud from the bailim, he wasn't miyayish because of your gzela. He lost the sela. It's an aveda anyway. So where the yush didn't come because of the gzela, you don't have the bisur asa l'yadei of gzela. So we don't have the Bisur Asa L'Yadei of Gzela because he was Miyayish anyway because of Aveda. We don't have the Bisur Asa L'Yadei of Aveda because that, the Pshat is, because Yodei Kiyad HaBailim, he's a Shomer for the Bailim. Over here, he's not holding it for the Bailim because he took it to steal it. So Mamela, he is Zeicha with the Yiyush, Mitam, Aveda, and therefore, by giving it back, it's a Matono Ba'almahu Deyohivle, it's Mamish his, he was Zeicha in it. He's giving back the person a present, and Isura de Ovad Ovad. Lemaisa, there's still a big kash over here on the Ramban, that why isn't he mechuyiv to pay back Damim because of the Shas HaGzela? Just like every Oinus, if let's say a person stole an object, and then it got lost or burnt up, so he has to pay back Damim, because at the Shas HaGzela he was neschayiv to return either the chayfitz or the damim. So why don't you say over here that at least he has a chiyuv to pay back the damim? Einochanami, he was kind of the chayfitz, but at the time that he stole the object, he was neschayiv to return oy chayfitz oy dameos. Einochanami, he was zoichin the chayfitz because of yush mitam aveda. But why isn't he mechuyiv to pay back damim? And if he's mechuyiv to pay back damim, so then, he's not giving a matana by giving this object back. He's being mekayim his chi of damim by giving it back. and it could be you're even mekayim beheshev esagzela by paying them back damim, like the Tosfos HaRosh says over here in the sugya, and it's meduyik like that in the Lashon HaRamban, also in the Melchamis, that even by giving back damim, there's veheshev, but it's not a matana ba'alma. This is still a big problem with the Ramban. Rav Shmuel talks about this in Siman Lamites Ois Beis. Next inyan, the Gemara continues and says, Natla lifnei yiush al menas lachzira. If he took it before yiush with the intention of returning it, ulachar yiush neskavin legoizla, and after yiush he intended to steal it, over mishum hashev teshivim, then he's over on hashev teshivim. Says Rashi that it means that he's only over on hashev teshivim. He's not over on leisigzoil nor leisucha leisalim. Why? Zok Rashi Yisoy that loy sigzoy loy shayech ela b'shas netila kemoi vayigzoy lesachanis miyad hamitzri kida amar abibam kama. Zok Rashi loy sigzoy only applies at the time of taking, like the pasuk of vayigzoy lesachanis miyad hamitzri. But over here at the shas netila, he took it beheter, and only afterwards he intended to steal it. So there's no maisa lekicha beisser on that. There's no loy sigzoy. And Loisucha Le'Salim, says Rashi, is only for someone that closes his eyes, blocks his eyes from saving it. But a person that took it to return it and after Yush decided to steal it, he wasn't Misalim from it. When he saw it, he picked it up. But Hashev Teshivim, says Rashi, there is from the time that he picked it up until he actually returns it. Kolzman, he didn't return it, so he didn't do Hashev Teshivim. But Leisucha Le'Salim is that the Shas Ria, was he Malim Ayin from this Mitziah? He wasn't, because at the Shas Ria, he picked it up. Taisus argues on Rashi, on this that he says that there's no Leisigzoil, because it was Beheteira also Liyodei, and there was no Lekichas Isser, because the Gemara says at the beginning of Ezeu Neshech on Daf Samech Aleph Omed Aleph, that when a person is Koivesh Tchar Sochir, he withholds payment from a worker, he's over on Leisigzel, besides for the special lav for Koivesh Tchar Sochir of Leisashek Sochir Oni Ve'evyoin. So you see that withholding payment from a worker, you're over Leisigzel, even though it was Beteir Asa Liyadeh, there was no Maisa Lekichas Isser. So, Ibazoi, why aren't you over on Leisigzel over here in our Gemara if he intended to steal it after the Yush? Zaktaisis, because since over here the Bailam was already Miyayish, so therefore there's no Leisigzel. Now, this Taisis needs a beer. Who cares that the Bailam was Miyayish, but it's Bisura Asaliyade? He took it to return it. And after Yush, he had in mind to steal it. That Yush doesn't help for him to be kainet, it's bisura saliyade. So why should the fact that there's yiush make it that there's no leisigzel? What's the difference before yiush and after yiush? If anyway, this yiush doesn't help because bisura saliyade. So there's a very yisaidus dikker Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chayshem Mishpat Siman Reish Samech on the Sman Sifkaton Membeis that says based on this taisis that al yedei yiush yotzok tzas Mershus Bailim Ve'ein Olav Rak Asei Dehoshev. The Kiva Eger proves from this Taisis that Al Yidei Yiyush, even by Bisur Asa Liyadeh, it does leave the Rishus Bailim a little bit. What does that mean? It means that although Taisis says that Bisur Asa Liyadeh means that Kfar Nischayev Bahashava, but that doesn't mean that the Yiyush doesn't take effect at all. The Yiyush did help to weaken the Rishus of the Bailim. But although the Rishus of Bailim got weakened, but still, since I was already Nischayev in the Hashava, so I have to return it. But to say that there's a Leisigzoil on this weak Bailus, on that Taisus says there's no Leisigzoil anymore. Meaning, this is Taisus Lishitasam, that Bisur Asa Liyadeh doesn't mean that it's a Yiyush Bershus, and Yodeh Kiyada Bailim, so the whole Yiyush doesn't take effect, because it doesn't have a Shema Veda. Or, Rav Meir Simcha understands Yiyush Bershus is because it's Yiyush Betois, if he would realize that it's in his Rishus, he wouldn't have been Miyayish, so the whole Yush is a mistake. Kach lei kach, but according to the Ramban's Mahalich, that it's Yush Bershus, the whole Yush is not Chal. But Taisus that holds that Bisuras Eliyodeh just means Kfar Neschayev Bahashava, that doesn't mean that the Yush doesn't take effect. The Yush takes effect, Zakhtar Bekiva Eger, that it's Yotzuk Tsas Mershus Bailim. It does leave the Rishus Bailim a bit. There is a klishus, a weakness in his bailus. Aptisis, there's no leisig zaylan a chayfitz that has this weakened bailus. But since he was already nischayev in the hashava, so the hashav teshivim is not paka with the fact that he was meyayish. So therefore, the Gemara says that he's only over on hashav teshivim. This is how Rab Nachum is masber the Taisvis based on Rabbi Kiva Eger. Next inyan, the Gemara says, Himtin lo achin nisyayishu ha-bailim. If he waits till the bailim was miyayish, the not law, and then he picked up the coin, einay oiver elo mishum leisucha liyasalem bilvad. Then he's only over on leisucha liyasalem. Zokdrashi shaharei helim eino, because he was malim ayin from this object. The Ramban on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph brings a raya from this Gemara that the asay of Hashav Teshivim is only chal after you pick up the object. Because if Hashav Teshivim is chal on the Maitzei Mishas Riyah, so why does the Gemara only say that he's over on the Sucha Le'asalem by waiting till the Bailim is Miyayish? Why isn't he over on Hashav Teshivim as well? It's a raya that Hashav Teshivim is only chal once you pick it up. And since by the time he picked it up, the Bailim was already Miyayish, so therefore he's only Avram Neisucha Lesalim and not Hashav Teshivim. It's also Meduyik, like this sheet of the Ramban in Rashi, Divra Maschal Avram Mishum Hashav Teshivim, that he says at the end of the Rashi, Abul Hashav Teshivim Iko Mishen Notal Ad Sheyashivena. Hashav Teshivim there is from the time he took it till he returns it. Meduyik Heitev in Rashi that the Hashav Teshivim only starts Mishen Notal, but not Mishas Ria. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Mehilchos Gzeila V'Aveda Alocha Aleph says Hashav Aveda LiYisrael Mitzvah Saseh Shenemar Hashav Teshivim LaAchicha V'Horoye Avedas Yisrael V'Nisalei Mimena V'Hinicha. If a person sees an Aveda of a Yisrael and he ignored it and he left it there, over beloisasei shenemar loisir esher achicha v'salamta mehem ubitel mitzvah sasei, and he was mevatel a mitzvah sasei. The Rambam says if a person saw an avedas Yisrael and he left it there, he's mevatel a mitzvah sasei. So you see that the Rambam holds that you have hoshev teshivim gleich mishas ria. So ibazoi, it's Tzrik Shver, this Gemara. Why does the Gemara only say that he's over on Leisucha Le'asalim Bilvad? If he waited for the Bailim to be Miyayish, why isn't he over on Hashav Teshivim as well? The Ran on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph addresses this question, and he says that you're only over on Hashav Teshivim if you left the Aveda there. You walked away. Like the Lashon of the Rambam, V'horoya Avedas Yisrael V'nisalim Mimeno V'hinicha. He left it there. He walked away and left it there. That's when you're over on the Hashav Teshivim. But if you're still standing there in the Makim of the Aveda and you're able to pick it up, you're not over on Hashav Teshivim yet. What happened? Now the Bailim was Miyayish and it's Machmas the Bailim's Yiyush that the mitzvah became Nizbatel. So that's not your doing. So therefore, you're not over on Hashav Teshivim. If you walked away, so you were mevatel the mitzvah. But if you're still standing there, mitzidcha, you're still able to do the mitzvah. What happened? The Bailim was miyayish. So he's the one that made it that you can't do the mitzvah. So on that, you're not over on Hashav Teshivim. So it comes out, according to the Ran, very interesting, that the Leisucha Le'Salem and the Hashav Teshivim split. The Leisucha Le'Salem, the Aveira is for the Etzem Halomas Ayin. So as soon as you saw it, and you're waiting for the Bailim to be Miyayish, right then and there, you're over on the Leisucha Le'Salem. But the Hashav Teshivim, even though it's Chal on you, Mishas Ria, but Kol Zman, you're still there, able to pick it up, you're not over on the Hashav Teshivim yet. The only way you're mevatel va'aseh of hashev teshivim is by walking away, by positively walking away, so then you were mevatel the hashev teshivim. But if the bailim was miyayish, so then he was the one that made it, that now you don't have the mitzvah, you're not over on hashev teshivim. There's a famous question that Rav Chaim poses in Chidushei Agrach al Hashas, that according to the Rambam Shita, that there's already a hashev teshivim as soon as you see the object. So how come the yiush helps? Why don't you say bisura aso liyadeh? Just like if a person picked up the chafetz before yiush, we say bisura aso liyadeh, and Tosfos tells us in Baba Kama Samach Vav that the Yisoid Hadvarim is because Kvar Neschayev Bahashava. So why don't you say over here also that since as soon as he saw it, he was already Neschayev and Hashava, so how does the Yush help? How does it help? Hinton Lach and Nisyaishua Bailim, he's only over on the Yisucha Liyasalim. But he's not over on the Sigzal. There's no Hashav Teshivim because he's Zaycha in it. But why? Why don't you say Bisurasa Liyadeh? Zakt Rav Chaim, a big yisoid, that it's choluk, the mitzvah of hashev teshivim, before he picks it up, and the hashev teshivim after he picks it up. Before he picks it up, that's a mitzvah, karkafta de gavra. That's a mitzvah that he has on him, like putting on tefillin. It's a mitzvah that he has, lashamayim, to return this person's aveda. Hashem said, you have a mitzvah. But there is no mamanis diketviya that the oved has on the mitzvah. But once he picks it up, so now there's a tviyas maman that the oved has on the mitzvah that you're mechuyev to return this to me. For haraya, it's chal on him now, a din of a shomer aveda. He's a shomer for the oved. He has a chiyuv shmira to him. He has a chiyuv to watch the chafetz for him, to make sure that the chafetz remains intact, and he has to give it back to him. So on that mitzvah that he has to his friend, with that tfiyas mamin, on that I say, bisura aso liyadeh. But on the hashev teshivein, the mitzvah that he has, akakafta de gavra, before he picked it up, on that you don't say, bisura aso liyadeh, and the yiush works.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.